Couple of fun random facts for you to start the stack of leftovers today. The Harlem Globetrotters were founded in Chicago. Their offices is now in Phoenix, Arizona. No, they've never been headquartered anywhere in New York, let alone Harlem. And the official bird of the city of Redondo Beach, California, their official bird is the Goodyear blimp. That's
it's
odd.
Not a bird.
I know, that's odd, isn't it?
Okay. Well, if this is how the government is spending their time, something needs to change. Although, I do really love pizza, but the government took the time to prove that Americans really love pizza. A couple of the key findings from their recent study, 13% of Americans eat pizza on any given day. A quarter of males ages 6 to 18 eat pizza on any given day. For those who eat pizza, it accounts for 25% and 29% among adults of daily energy intake. The people who eat the least amount of pizza are women ages 60 and over, and overall men are eating pizza much more frequently than women.
And now we want pizza. Thank you. See, it worked. Study worked. Speaking of, the Olympics, of course, a lot going on with that, but did you know that American athletes get $25,000 if they win a gold medal, $15,000 for a silver, and $10,000 for a bronze? Every country has its own payouts. Russia pays $113,200 plus bonuses for a gold. England pays you nothing for winning. And Malaysia, they would pay $600,000 for a gold medal. But no one's won one since 1956 for Malaysia.
Well, you think all the time that after somebody has a baby, you see all those posts about the baby, you see pictures of the baby, that you're like, okay, mom, enough with that. But it's actually not the moms. They actually post less on Facebook after they have a baby. And a lot of the stuff they post has nothing to do with their kid. You're probably just seeing their baby photos in your feed because they get the most likes.
Last year, a 58-year-old man in St. Louis was interviewing for a bunch of jobs but kept getting rejected. Eventually, he got so angry, he mailed packages to all 20 companies that rejected him. He was in court last week pleading guilty to mailing the articles in the package. Well, he sent them all cat poop. The judge gave him 2 years of probation.
Is he still unemployed?
I think so, yeah. Oddly, but yes. Your stack of leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.